Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
This is the Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James. Buckeye Roundtable is brought to you statewide by the American Dairy Association Mideast and COVA Insurance and by Papa John's. Now here's your host, Tim Hall.
All right, it's so good to be here with all of you fine Buckeye fans for another edition of Buckeye Roundtable presented by Byers Auto. Thank you so much for choosing to spend these 2 hours with us. There's some harsh, I'm not going to go so far as to say harsh times here with some of our Buckeye athletics teams. It's interesting how the women's program and the men's program can almost look in a mirror right now with identical three-game losing streaks. Both of them are occurring against really, really good competition. The men had the tough road loss at Michigan State in the middle. The women had a tough two-point road loss at Penn State, which they were up, then they kind of let that one slip away. It's just weird how this is going on. And we know the women's team is not going to get any postseason play, so they're putting everything into one basket at the end of the week, taking on Rutgers. We'll talk to Kevin McGuff. You know, we talk to him every single show here on the Roundtable, so that's coming up at the end of the 6 o'clock hour. This men's team, though, this is the real story. I mean, this is, it's a struggle to figure out exactly what's going on. And really, like, how deep do you want to attack this thing? That's the other question, because this is an insane thing that's going on with Big Ten basketball with these teams at the top. And two of these three losses have been against teams at the top, not just top of the conference, at the top of America. And, oh, by the way, if you want to dig yourself out of this slump, you're going to have to beat the number 4 ranked team in America on Saturday against Illinois. So hopefully the rest and the recovery, that's enough. Coach Holtman, as you'll hear from him coming up next, some of his comments from the radio show earlier this afternoon. It's most every Monday at noon on many of these stations, so be on the lookout for that. He went pretty consistently with the, we need to get healthy, we need to recover, and we got to get to work. It's those two things. It's not like they're just going to bed at night being happy with, oh, it's a three-game losing streak, but it was against two really good teams, and the third one was Michigan State on the road. It's the Spartans in late February, March, trying to make the tournament. So what are you going to do? No, it's not like that. I think it deserves a look if we're going to be fair and balanced. This is not a typical three-game losing streak where it's all spiraling out of control yet. That's why I think there's two sides of this. You can be upset and you cannot accept this and want better play this late in the season and more focus, because the yesterday game, Iowa, that one was unacceptable. You could even lose one of these games, like you lost to Michigan. That was a 92-87. That was one of the most watched basketball games in 2 years on CBS. It was as high level as basketball gets. Somebody had to lose. It stinks. It's unfortunate. But you didn't even drop a spot in the polls when you lost that game. Michigan State, sure, you should have come out on top in that one. Referees were about as bad as I can recall all season, but you had a 9-point lead. You should have gotten that one. It's not like you got blown out or you were completely miserable. You only felt worse about that one because you had just lost to Michigan. But Iowa, it's just like the stress ramped up and the two losses, it compounded and it didn't produce, you know, energetic, excited basketball. It was more on edge and more stressful basketball. And now you're going to be even more stressed out with a three-game losing streak with a team this good coming up. But you have beaten them, so hopefully they figure out a way as a staff to push the right buttons this week and get back to it. Get healthy, get back to work. You're going to hear those comments here coming up. The show is going to be great, though. March is here, so March Madness is upon us. You are definitely going to be a part of the tournament, and you're going to be a really, really good seed. Despite what happens here down the stretch, it's still a massive overall improvement and a step in the right direction for this Buckeye basketball team. That's what I want to make clear. We'll have a lot of fun. Joey Kaufman from the Dispatch is going to talk some Buckeye spring football topics with us. Paul Keels will run our fast break. We flip-flop with Ron Stokes and Paul Keels. So the Big Daddy is up in the chair today. That's going to be great. Big commitment, big boom for the Buckeyes with Keon Graves, a wide receiver, Jeremy Birmingham of Letterman Row. He'll break it down with us in the 7 o'clock hours we go on the trail. We've got an Ohio College Hoops update, the trip around the Block O. And, oh, yeah, don't forget, at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, we talk high school basketball. It is state tournament time, and I know that's got a lot of people in Ohio very, very excited. Hey, by the way, the 2021 Buckeye Cruise for Cancer is beachbound. You can join Urban and Shelley Meyer, plus some former Buckeye greats, in Fort Lauderdale, June 16th through the 20th. Call 614-792-6204 or visit BuckeyeCruise.com to book today. Fort Lauderdale. I spent a month there one night. It's a good time in old Fort Lauderdale. And also, the Buckeyes are back in action Saturday as they host Illinois, like we were just talking about. Our network pregame coverage begins at 3:15. Coming up next, we'll hear from Coach Chris Holtman in our radio show Rewind as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by The James.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. SafeLight Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at SafeLight.com. SafeLight Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
And now, Archie Griffin, football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, to tell you about Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. Your independent Encova Insurance agent can create a personalized solution for all your insurance needs. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, local expertise, and more, Encova provides a full range of products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. They remain dedicated to progress and continue to strive to be the most trusted and responsive provider of industry-leading solutions. Hard work and passion are critical components of any winning team. Count on Encova Insurance as your local team to provide peace of mind. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
Imagine no more wasted time walking around dealerships test driving cars, because shopping for a vehicle has finally evolved. Introducing Buyers Express from Byers Auto, the fastest way to buy your next car. Start by visiting BuyersAuto.com, find the vehicle you want, then click Buyers Express to start your deal.
Come see why it's better to buy at Buyers.
Buy your auto from Buyers Auto. Visit BuyersAuto.com.
Again voted Columbus's best steakhouse, Hyde Park is known for award-winning, thick-cut, 8 steaks cooked at 1,800 degrees. Rated extraordinary by Zagat Guide, Hyde Park was also voted one of the top steakhouses in the entire country. Monday through Friday, enjoy happy hour with martinis, cocktails, and bar plates, starting at just $5 in a safe and socially distant environment. Proudly serving Columbus for over 30 years. 3 area locations, downtown, Upper Arlington, and Dublin. Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse.
Hey there, Buckeye fans. Coach Chris Holtman here. If you're looking to score points on and off the court, Kroger has you covered. With slam dunk deals and free pickup on orders of $35 or more, Kroger makes it easy to score more free time and save on game day faves. The ball is in your court. All you have to do is place your order on the app or at Kroger.com and shop anytime, anywhere. Kroger, fresh for everyone. And go Buckeyes.
Your home for Ohio State athletics, The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Timmy Hall back here with you at the network studios. It's Buckeye Roundtable presented by Byers Auto. Hey, Papa John's wants you to buck up and help beat cancer. Use the promo code BUCKUP at PapaJohns.com and save $2 on any order over $20, and your locally owned Papa John's will donate $1 to the James at Ohio State. With over 11,000 raised this year and over 500,000 since 2017, join us to buck up and beat cancer. Our thanks to Papa John's for catering tonight's show. Got the stuffed crust pepperoni. I love the garlic butter, too. If you're not using the garlic butter, then you're just not doing Papa John's right. So check them out at papajohns.com.
Time now for the Chris Holtmann Radio Show Rewind on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
All right, so here we go. Let's sink our teeth into this. We got to figure things out with this basketball team because it doesn't get any easier. You are staring adversity right in the face, right between the eyes. You have one game, you have a Big Ten tournament, and then it's what everyone is waiting to see. It's the NCAA tournament. And what is this run going to be like? I think we're demanding, obviously, at the minimum, Sweet 16. Based on your seed alone, if you're a really, really high seed, you need to beat the teams that have a bigger number than you next to your name. That's the baseline expectation. And there was thought, you know, the one thing that I have that I'm now questioning is, are we national title good? I think that's fair, because before this, and you had piled up all these wins, you had, you know, 9 quadrant one wins at the time, which was the best in the country. You're so deep. You're getting it from so many different places. You were a national title contender. This makes you sit back and pause. Well, they have to find something now, because it's not about just having it at your peak. Basketball is also a sport of trends, of runs, and that's not just in game, that's in the season too. It's really hard not to have ebbs and flows, by the way, including a losing streak. I mean, if you don't have one of these little blips, you're basically talking about having one of the best seasons in your school history, right? Like, you're talking about one of those famous teams that loses 2 or 3 games all year. And so that's not what we have here, but with what college basketball looks like, you've got a shot. You're an upper echelon team. You're still ranked 7th in America. Can they beat Gonzaga? Can they beat Baylor, Michigan right now? We just saw them take Michigan down to the wire. They just need to find what they had sometime soon, either against Illinois or get hot at the Big Ten tournament. Big Ten tournament is your last chance to do it before the lights come on. But you can even do it in your first and second game in the NCAAs. And just winning those first two games can give the team confidence going into the Sweet 16. I know I just said a whole lot there without saying much. That's just what this month is about. It's complete madness. It's total insanity. It's mayhem. It's why it's called March Madness, because it's so unpredictable once you get into tournament play. Bottom line is, just figure this out going into Illinois. And I spoke it earlier, but here's Chris Holtmann on how they got to get healthy and they got to go to work.
I think that's the biggest thing. Some of our guys, actually our whole team needs rest, and we got to get back. We got to get healthy. You know, we had basically a third of our team that wasn't able to really practice much at all last week, or at least very limited. And I think for us, we've got to get as much as we can healthy and get back to practicing. And then move forward and recognize and own those things that we have to do better in collectively as a group here as we move forward.
And that's one positive here, that you don't have a midweek Big Ten game, that you can get a little bit of rest and recovery. You don't have that double whammy like you've had for 2 straight weeks of a late Thursday game right into a weekend game. You get nothing middle of the week. And he did mention later in the show how it might be hard for them to get full practices with everybody available the rest of the way, because you still want to make sure with the tournament coming up that you prioritize guys being 100% game ready as opposed to having something happen to them in practice. But clearly both sides of that coin are really important for this team right now. Here's Chris on how much time would be spent on going over Iowa and what they did to you, which was dramatic, right? And how much is on to the next thing, which is Illinois?
It's a balance there, because this has obviously been a brutal stretch in terms of just the schedule in general. I'd venture to say there's not a team in college basketball that has a closing stretch like this, maybe even in recent memory. But I do think it can help us, Ron, if we can recognize those areas we have to improve in. So, you know, the video will probably be more, you know, more individual one-on-one meetings as opposed to team stuff right now. We have something else planned in terms of our team video session today, but we do need to continue to recognize those areas and, you know, then kind of put it to bed and move forward and focus on getting better this week.
I like their ideas right there, because you can't brush off what happened to Iowa. And I haven't said that. What my point is that not all losing streaks are equal. If this was just one loss and you looked just like that, you played really, really poorly, you would be really upset about it, but you would chalk it up to like the Minnesota game earlier in the year, where you would come off saying, and at the time I said, that's the worst Buckeye Hoops is going to look this year. I trust the staff. I trust these players. They're so mature. It's not going to happen. Well, unfortunately, it happened one more time here against Iowa, and that was yesterday. And that's the worst they're going to look. Offensively, defensively, they didn't have the energy. They didn't bring the juice early in the first half. There was really nothing of what you wanted. I was just telling this to my producer in the break. What do you think the Buckeyes shot? If you really didn't like pay attention to the exact number, you know how bad they got hammered. 73-57. That's the lowest point total all year by a long shot. What do you think they would have shot in that game? You would say 35, 37%, 38%, right? It must have been horrible. They actually shot 45%. 45. Not a horrible clip. Iowa was 46.8. But you got beat on the glass a little bit. You couldn't hit any threes that were timely, and you started turning the ball over like crazy. 13 turnovers against a team that doesn't really speed you up and turn you over that much. So here's Chris Holtmann talking about the first two losses, not feeling like this one yesterday.
I do think we played very well in the prior two games in stretches, really well, up until yesterday. And I thought yesterday was our poorest performance in terms of overall quality of play, but I thought the prior two games we had some really good stretches, very much different games in the game in the two prior games, but I thought we had some really, really high level play. We just didn't see the reward of getting wins in either one.
And that's the thing, and maybe the reason that this resulted and culminated in the poorest game that you could come up with is that you did fight pretty hard, you worked really hard, and you came up short against Michigan and against Michigan State, and you were missing a key guy in one of those games. You've been banged up for both of them, and you felt like you could have gone 2-0 in that stretch. I guarantee you, can't we all agree? It would have been a different Buckeye team coming out there if they had that confidence of not losing the two straight. And it's everybody's job, though, right, to bounce back from adversity, look at yourself in the mirror, and figure out how to play your best game. And know that, all right, we got to snap it into high gear. For some reason, we don't know why, it didn't happen. It didn't happen yesterday as far as the energy was concerned, and they started making a lot of mistakes. Here was Chris Holtmann, and we'll hear some more from Chris later on in the Ohio College Hoops update, but one more on a specific player whose shot you desperately need right now. Holtmann talking about Justin Ahrens.
I think he's got to find some opportunities in transition. Our guys have to help him find some opportunities in transition and off some screening actions. You know, he's got to stay ready. You're right. He can't. He's got to stay aggressive. He's got to really hunt opportunities, but without forcing things. So I've got no problem with how he's playing right now. I think he's doing some good things. He's just not getting as clean of looks as he did a month ago.
Well, I can't wait to get into more of this with a guy who's called every single second of every game this year. By the way, you can stay up to date on all things Columbus sports and get highlights, sound bites, and all the best moments from your favorite Columbus teams by following at Fox Sports CBUS on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Keep it locked. We're going to talk more Buckeye hoops and run the fast break with the Hall of Fame voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels, as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
For a Buckeye Roundtable coming up, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
And now, Archie Griffin, football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, to tell you about Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. Your independent Encova insurance agent can create a personalized solution for all your insurance needs. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, local expertise, and more, Encova provides a full range of products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. They remain dedicated to progress and continue to strive to be the most trusted and responsive provider of industry-leading solutions. Hard work and passion are critical components of any winning team. Count on Encova Insurance as your local team to provide peace of mind. Contact your independent Encova insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
Hi, this is Paul Keels, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Convenience Stores of Speedway is proud to be a sponsor of Ohio State Athletics and your first choice for value and convenience. Start your day at Speedway with a great selection of hot and cold beverages, energy drinks, pastries, and everything else you need to get going. Speedway, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
We're on your way, the Convenience Stores of Speedway.
Atlas Butler is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in Columbus. Since the beginning, our focus has been on serving the community. Whether it's getting a furnace up and running the same day or supporting local organizations, you can count on us for trusted, convenient care. A lot has changed over the years, but our values have remained the same. Honesty, integrity, and a commitment to keep you comfortable in your home.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call
1-800-Stuffed crust lovers, some of you have been waiting for this moment your whole lives. Papa John's new stuffed crust pizza is here. So if you end up speechless due to the melty, cheese-filled marvel of a stuffed crust pizza, here's a list of words you can use. Outstanding, first rate, terrific, peerless, unparalleled, superior, supreme. No, that's something else. What about epic, epic? Introducing the new epic stuffed crust pizza from Papa John's with one topping for $12. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
Hey, football fans, leave the Hail Marys for the game and go for a sure thing when it comes to satisfying your craving. When you pick up Raising Cane's for game day, all you have to worry about is the score, because we've got the food covered. With hand-battered, cooked-to-order, always fresh, never ever frozen chicken fingers, craveable cane sauce, and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. One love.
The fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Timmy Hall back here with you. It's Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto. Getting ready to talk to Paul Keels. Hey, Buckeye fans. AEP Energy is redefining the game with renewable energy plans for your home or business. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
It's time now for the Buckeye Roundtable Fast Break.
Paul Keels is here, everybody. Paul, always love catching up with you every 2 weeks. I guess we got our answer. The Buckeyes were not just going to turn that 7-game winning streak into a massive win streak that culminated in winning the national championship. Hey, they can still do that. They just have to try to get back on the horse right now. What are you seeing from your up-close view of this team?
Well, there's a handful of things. I think first and foremost, Tim, it's the brutal Big Ten Conference and the way that that's kind of chewed people up and spit them out. And that's what really has put such high value on the wins that Ohio State has had, especially when you consider their wins away from home. Not typical road games, but what they've been able to do away from home. But also, it's a team that has certainly run into trouble with the three-point shot. That is such a streaky element of this basketball game. But a team that just hasn't been able to get the balance on offense that they've had. When they've played well, you've seen it be more than just the two leading scorers, Dwayne Washington and E.J. Liddell. And while C.J. Walker's been on a good offensive run, there haven't been the massive contributions from other people that there have been, or maybe not even needing to be massive, but, level production. So it's kind of been a combination of all of those things, plus in yesterday's case, an Iowa team that was embarrassed in their previous game, a team that lost to Ohio State earlier, and they came out and played probably one of their best games of the year against a high-quality opponent.
You're right, Paul. I mean, Iowa, let's face it, they just stormed Ohio State yesterday, and the Buckeyes had a little swell in that game to start the second half where they looked like they were going to compete and be in it, and then some of those mistakes, came back up. And I don't know, like, for you, what was it? You mentioned the three-point shooting. You can also maybe look, Paul, at some of those key secondary players off the bench that have been just producing for such a long period of time. We seem to see, everyone wants to call it that freshman wall, right? And Zed struggled a little bit defensively. Seth Towns, we know he's got the injury that he's fighting back for. Meiji and Eugene. And Justin Arns just isn't getting those shots up that he used to always find.
But I think when you look at those factors, first, I don't know that Zedke's really shown that he's hit any kind of a wall. Really look at what he did in the game against Michigan State, scoring 8 points all in the first half and getting off to a good run there. You know, I think certainly what Justin Arnes is going through is the fact that he's become so popular as a three-point threat. And he's a kid that's not really going to force his shot. He wants to get it in rhythm. Deron Stokes has talked about how he'd like to see Justin in a positive and a productive way be a little selfish. And for Seth Towns, it's a matter of, you know, think back to some of the earlier Big Ten games when he was getting a few more minutes. He was able to get into more of a rhythm, but also he was able to take advantage when other people were scoring. You know, somebody was going to be left with a favorable opportunity, and when he started scoring, that created favorable opportunities for others. So it's been kind of, and I don't think you can discount the fact, too, that when opponents are seeing Ohio State for a second time, much like when the Buckeyes see an opponent for a second time, there certainly are personnel adjustments that can be made, but you do have to go back to three-point shots not falling the way they were, but Chris Holtmann and his staff are so good as well about talking about how well the opponent played and giving them credit, and there's no doubting how well Iowa played, and that had a huge factor in it.
Paul Keels is running the fast break with us. Iowa handled Ohio State 73-57. It dropped the Buckeyes to 18-7, 12-7 in the league. So there's some implications with the Big Ten tournament with all of this, Paul, and that could be our Big Ten breakdown powered by Honda, celebrating 40 years of manufacturing right here in Ohio. This Illinois game is critical to keep that double bye or to get back up in to that double bye for the Big Ten tournament, which I know you're glad to see it go back to Indy. That's the spot where the Big Ten tourney belongs, right?
It should always be there. But, you know, also, Tim, what could happen even before Saturday with everybody else playing another game, that could change depending on what happens with Purdue. That's the team that's kind of been chasing Ohio State in the standings there. But ultimately, it's up to the Buckeyes to take care of what they can. And even if they're fortunate enough to win Saturday, that still might not be enough to get them into a Friday game. The encouraging or the positive or the optimistic thing you can look at is – haranguing as it is that you've seen them lose three in a row, look at what's in front of them. They have an opportunity to knock off a top five team in Illinois that comes up Saturday. Then you look at getting into the Big Ten tournament. Even if they play Thursday, they're probably looking at playing, you know, maybe a Purdue or a Northwestern, and then getting into position to play one of those teams that are ranked ahead of them. And if they're fortunate to win that, then face another highly ranked team. So there's still a lot of opportunity that this team has in front of them if they play well enough to beat these teams. And again, trying to find silver linings and things, as difficult as it's been to see what's happened in the three games they've lost in a row, we've also seen with the way they've played against these opponents, they have the ability to play well enough to beat these teams that are in front of them.
They do. I mean, they've clearly beaten Iowa already, so we know they're good enough. It lives in them. And we also know that it lives in a lot of teams. It's about heightening that ability at the right and the most opportune time. But I hate the idea of throwing in the towel on a season when the Buckeyes have been so darn good all year, and the script is not over. Like, I'm sorry, the season is not over yet. You have Illinois coming up. And, Paul, just imagine, like you said, you beat Illinois, you win the Big Ten tournament. I guarantee you, you are back at a one seed. Guaranteed.
Who's throwing in the towel, Tim?
Oh, just people. You know, I don't like to, you know, stay off those, you know, those social medias this time of year. I'm sure that's
the first I've heard of anybody throwing in the towel. But, you know, this team has shown that they have the ability to play well enough. You know, even if you look at Michigan, and as well as Michigan is playing, and they're playing at an elite level, when you look at what happened last Sunday, Ohio State was still in a position to have a chance of maybe trying to win that game. But maybes don't get you anything. It's a matter of executing. It's a matter of making plays. And it's a matter of playing well on both ends of the floor. And, you know, what we've started to see during this three-game losing streak is where the small elements come up and bite you if you don't excel, where the margin of error gets, you know, really magnified.
Amplified.
when you have unforced turnovers, when you have missed defensive assignments, when you know have a situation yesterday with missed free throws from a team that's been one of the best in the country in knocking down foul shots. So you know, those are things that certainly they're all part of it. It certainly doesn't, you know, think about last year, what Ohio State went into the Big Ten tournament having won 9 of their 12 games that had been played going to that point, and that was what was disappointing about not seeing them get a chance to play in the postseason. There's an opportunity right now for them to turn that around, and yes, resume doesn't look the way it did a year ago, but you beat Illinois, that shines a little different light on things. You win a Thursday game and then get an opportunity to play one of those teams that are ranked above you, and you're able to win that. There's certainly it changes the whole outlook of this basketball team, because whatever concerns you have, whatever liabilities there are with this basketball team, they have shown with the way they've played against some of the opponents they've faced. You know, let's exclude Purdue, whom they've lost twice to in the Michigan game. They've shown that they can play well enough to beat these teams.
And they got plenty of days to figure it out, to go out and get a fantastic win and sweep a team that's been moved up by a lot of bracketologists to the one seed here with the Ohio State loss to Iowa. Well, Paul, happy March. Can you believe it? The calendar turned. We're in the madness now.
Well, just glad we got to March and they've been able to play. You know, really, Tim, if you think about it, Ohio State lost only one game this year because of virus concerns, and that was the Alabama A&M game. They were able to get the Penn State game replayed. And while other schools around the country had to go through these virus pauses, you know, Ohio State's been able to take care of their own house and be able to get all of these games in. And let's just hope we can keep seeing all of these games gotten in.
It's been really good. Thanks, as always, for the time, Paul. We'll chat soon.
All right. Take care, Tim.
Yep, no doubt about it. Hey, guys, Kroger Pickup is the easy way to get what you need right when you need it. Try Kroger Pickup today in the Kroger app or at Kroger.com. Paul Keels was with us there on the fast break. Coming up, we'll talk some Buckeye football and hit the red zone with Joey Kaufman of the Columbus Dispatch as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
Alrighty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
Here's to the ones who put in the work. The no days off, rise and grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low-fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns Motivation Monday into Flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with Chocolate Milk is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The 2021 Buckeye Cruise for Cancer is beachbound. Join Urban and Shelly Meyer and other former Buckeye greats in Fort Lauderdale. Join in on the fun in the sun June 16th through 20th at the Marriott Harbor Beach Resort and Spa. Call 614-792-6204 or visit BuckeyeCruise.com to book your reservation today. Go Buckeyes, beat cancer.
Ohio State 4 Miler fans, we hope you are staying healthy and safe. And to keep you that way, the Ohio State 4 Miler, presented by Byers Auto, Ohio Beef Council, and Raising Cane's, is going virtual this year, April 16th through 18th. Participants who sign up receive an official race shirt, race bib, and finisher's medal. All you have to do is walk or run 4 miles over the course of 3 days and share your journey with us on social media. For more information on how to sign up for the virtual Ohio State 4 Miler, visit OhioState4Miler.com. A portion of the proceeds of the virtual 4 Miler will go to the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer, benefiting the Urban and Shelly Meyer Fund for Cancer Research at the James.
When you've got your home team from AgPro backing you, you roll over task. Cut the backfield. Bring it. Save you tons of money on a John Deere 1 Series tractor? You bet. Right now, our 1023E compact tractor with loader is just $134 per month. That's what your home team can do for you. For more home team savings, visit agproco.com today. Offer ends 1/30/2021. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
My name is Bill Artman, and I lead retail operations here at Giant Eagle. I'm extremely proud of our 32,000 team members who are working around the clock to service our communities. Our trucks are moving, our stores are following top safety measures, and we're receiving shipments daily. And we would like to thank our customers for your patience and trust. For information on hours, curbside pickup, and any updates as we move through this crisis together, visit us at GiantEagle.com/response.
Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Timmy Hall back here with you. It's the Buckeye Roundtable presented by Byers Auto. Hey, you know, Monday's almost over now, so the case of the Mondays, it just washes away, but it should be neutralized today by the fact that it is March. And again, don't be one of those ones. I love Paul Keels too. Like, who's saying that? It's like, just they, you know, people. You can't listen to people or the masses as a whole when you get stuff like this happening. There's too many of them on my timeline, for goodness sakes. I know that. The season's over. 3-game losing streak. You still have one left in the regular season. You get hot in the Big Ten tourney, you're a one seed again. But let's jump off right now when it's just starting to get fun. It's about what you can do in the NCAA tournament, the paths that can open up. It's wild. It's mad, baby. So I'm excited for it. Hey, introducing the James Cancer Diagnostic Center, the first step in determining your specific type of cancer from the experts who study and treat cancer every day. Learn more at cancer.osu.edu.
Buckeye Roundtable, Red Zone.
All right, and on the Red Zone this week, Joey Kaufman, who covers Buckeye football for the Columbus Dispatch. Joey, how you doing, my man? What's up with you?
Hey, Tim. Well, things are pretty better now in Columbus now that it's above freezing. I've been able to go on a couple of jogs now, so it's March. You're saying the top of the hour. Things are great.
Things are great, right? And we'll get this basketball stuff figured out. I'm a believer. I've got the faith right there. But Joey, this is the time of the year where March is starting. We know you're going to get spring ball at some point in time. Do we know when that first practice is going to hit, by the way?
Not yet. They haven't released a full schedule yet, so it's a little fluid, but they've targeted mid-March or so as kind of the expected timeline of
right.
When things might ramp up. So it should be in a couple of weeks, although I can't really quite start a countdown clock or anything on Twitter or on the show, I guess.
Well, the thing that I always picture, Joey, for you and your other journalism peers that cover this team, is there's like a wheel that you can just kind of spin around, and then you can have a dartboard in your basement and just throw it and have a bunch of topics written down it, because it's kind of your time to explore this football team and different areas of discussion. You can do the quarterback thing. You can do the running back thing. Linebackers that they're leaving. How are you going to get better on the back end? Assistant coaches shuffling around. What's the top thing for Joey Kaufman looking at this program?
I mean, I think you probably have to classify this discussion in non-quarterback terms, and everything
and we do
else
that, right?
Obviously replacing Justin Fields is the predominant storyline of spring, and it's everything winning in college football hinges upon is having an elite level quarterback. But I think it's kind of a cop-out or an easy answer, so I'll actually focus, I think, a little bit at safety. It never really felt like they fully were able to replace Jordan Fuller last year, and it was a truncated season, and it was weird. And so there are a lot of things up in the air there. So I want to see how a lot of the younger players and underclassmen can maybe step up. Maybe you have Court Williams, who was hurt all last year, can take a bigger role. Lathan Ransom. Maybe Josh Proctor continues to take a step. I think just finding bodies in the secondary, being able to cultivate some depth, and getting more comfortable with some of those players, I think, to me, something worth watching.
You know, Joey, that's really interesting that you bring up and you point to a Jordan Fuller right there when talking about some of the defensive issues, because we've heard it before and we've done it some, but you know, I think his loss is felt in more ways than one. Like, how much are you kind of searching the defense for a guy that can grow into that kind of veteran and also leadership type of role, but also how much are you exploring if they need to slightly change their scheme because they don't have anyone as good as him that you can trust back there?
Well, it kind of works in tandem in a lot of ways, because the reason Jordan Fuller was so important for this defense was the fact that they predominantly play a single high safety approach, and you have a free safety and you have a lot of responsibility, and you're playing center field and you have a lot of area you can roam. And it's not split where you have two safeties up top. And I think if you can find somebody who's in the same ballpark or the same caliber or in the same league as Jordan Fuller, maybe you feel you can run that single high safety setup frequently or as frequently as they've done in the past. But if you can't, maybe you have to start looking at tweaks and changes in the back end. So that's why I think finding depth is so important. You can find depth and maybe different ways to be creative in the back end, but also can you find somebody who can play that free safety role and play it in a lot of snaps?
We're in the red zone with Joey Kaufman. You can catch all of his pieces with the Columbus Dispatch. Now, staying with the secondary, I just feel like Seven Banks, we were talking to Tyvus Powell last week on our flagship station on our show there, and he mentioned the name Seven Banks, and I couldn't agree with him more. How much is this team relying on him to be that lockdown corner? You're nothing without a solid number one corner at this level of college football.
Well, I think there was some signs that Seven Banks was able to maybe emerge into that number one corner, your top cover guy. I think you go back to that playoff semifinal game against Clemson. I mean, he was arguably their best corner in that game in terms of how he was able to cover guys, and Clemson scored the two quick touchdowns. But a big reason why Trevor Lawrence and that passing game didn't put up a ton of points after that was the work that he did. So I think that's an early positive sign. You don't really have a full 14-game season to really evaluate him like you would if this was 2019 or 2018. But going off a smaller sample size, I think there are some things you could be encouraged that he showed last year on tape.
Hey, Joey, in the final 30 seconds, I'll do the same thing that you graciously did with us with the quarterback storyline. Don't say Chris Olave. Beyond him, who had you most excited that they were coming back for another year of eligibility?
Oh, I think it's Thayer Munford without a doubt, because if you are Jack Miller, C.J. Stroud, Kyle McCord, whoever wins that starting job, not only do you get your leading receiver back, but you have your key blindside protection. And I think just how good he was in pass protection last year, coupled with Nicholas Petitfrere on the right side, you know whoever steps into the quarterback situation, they're going to be inexperienced. They haven't thrown a pass in a game. But at least you can kind of bank on the fact that they're not going to probably be under duress the entire time. And that's a pretty good starting spot.
I'm with you on that one, Joey. That's good. Hey, buddy. Appreciate you talking Buckeye football with us today. Let's talk soon, okay?
Hey, all great to talk with you. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, by the way, the Ohio State 4-miler presented by Byers Auto, the Ohio Beef Council, and Raising Cane's is going virtual. It's April 16th to the 18th, and fans can run or walk wherever they are and receive an official shirt, a race bib, a finisher's medal. For more info and to register, go to ohiostate4miler.com. A portion of the virtual 4-miler goes to the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer, benefiting the Urban and Shelley Meyer Fund for Cancer Research. It's not just the Buckeye men's team we talked about that had a little slump here. The women's team is trying to work out a 1-2. We're going to talk to Coach Kevin McGuff about it next as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by The James.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at Safelite.com. Safelite Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Are you ready to buy a home, but worried you can't afford it? When you use the Ohio Housing Finance Agency's down payment assistance or its discounted interest rate for recent college grads, teachers, nurses, veterans, and more, buying a home isn't as tough. Not a first-time home buyer? We've got a program for you, too. Find out if you qualify at myohiohome.org. That's myohiohome.org. Homeownership, it's within reach.
And now, Archie Griffin, football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, to tell you about Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. Your independent Encova Insurance agent can create a personalized solution for all your insurance needs. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, local expertise, and more, Encova provides a full range of products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey.
They remain dedicated to progress and continue to strive to be the most trusted and responsive provider of industry-leading solutions. Hard work and passion are critical components of any winning team. Count on Encova Insurance as your local team to provide peace of mind. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
Some places have low prices, but at Kroger, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Kroger app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You gotta come see the new Big Lots.
Gotta go big.
We're going big with a great new look in the store and lots of great deals on everything for your home. Quality brands like Broyhill Furniture, favorites like Doritos and Swiffer, even housewares and home decor too. Big names, low prices, and big buyouts that'll blow your mind. There are always big surprises in store. So come check out the new Big Lots. Live big, save lots.
Every game, every season, Buckeye Nation comes together to support Ohio State basketball. The Buckeyes make their fans proud by giving it their all on the court. Their hard work, determination, and resilience embody what our state is all about. Every client, every day, Elk and Elk works tirelessly to support the great people of Ohio. A consistent winner in the courtroom, we get injury victims the compensation they deserve. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Timmy Hall here with you, Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto. If things are changing at your bank, maybe it's time to change banks. Heartland Bank has been proudly supporting the communities they serve since 1911 and encouraged Buckeye Nation to buy local and bank local. Community banking is alive and well in the Heartland. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. And every single week at this time, we get to talk some Buckeye women's basketball with the head coach, Kevin McGuff. And coach, how's the start to your week going so far with you? I know your team is trying to figure some things out right now. How you doing?
So far, so good. Had two birthdays in my family over the weekend. My oldest son, my wife Friday, my oldest son yesterday. So was busy doing that. And then obviously back in the office today, getting ready for this week where we, you know, have a big game at the end of the week.
No doubt. You know, Coach, I love winter birthdays. It gives you something when the weather is cold. And me being a hardcore basketball fan, as you are, and everyone in your family loving it, it becomes tough because a lot of your birthdays will land on key basketball games. And emotionally, you know, you always want your team to win you one for your birthday, right? And it doesn't always work out that way. So that's the give and take.
That's the give and take of it. And, yes, you're 100% right. It's you want the team to win one for you. But then the other thing that gets me is, like, I want to be attentive and emotionally invested in the kid's birthday or my wife's birthday. And sometimes that's harder, easier said than done during the season.
Well, I do hope that it was a good little distraction for you this weekend with some family time. But let's begin with that Indiana game. This one was clearly a lot closer than the final 12-point margin suggests. And so I don't get you into trouble. The way it was called, that gave some adversity, too. We'll see that a lot throughout a season. But your team had a really nice third quarter, and it got away in the fourth. What happened?
Well, you know, we started playing a little faster and we executed better on offense. We got really good shots in the third quarter, so we were scoring a little more efficiently. But probably more importantly, we really buckled down defensively. We were mixing in some man-in zone and just kind of keeping Indiana out of the rhythm. But in the fourth quarter, we gave up too many points around the basket on offensive rebounds, and certainly – they went to the free throw line in the fourth quarter
like
20 times or a lot. So, you know, that was a problem, obviously. And so kind of add all that up, and that's what allowed them to pull back in front of us.
I hear you, Coach, and as fans, we can sense the frustration with things like that. It's not easy, but what does it say about a player like Braxton Miller who can do all that for you when you need it, and not come off the floor. I mean, that was crazy. 23 points, 6 assists to the just one turnover, which I love. What does that say?
Yeah, no, she's a competitor. She, you know, we needed her leadership with Madison out, especially. And then and the other thing in the Indiana game, J.C. Sheldon fouled out. That so we really needed Braxton on the court,
right?
And so the essentially had Madison and J.C. both out, and so we had to have her out there for her leadership and just her talent too, and what she brings to the game, both ends of the floor. So. You know, she's a real competitor. She's a tough kid physically and mentally, and not a lot of kids could do that, but she pushed through and really had a great game for us.
Coach Kevin McGuff is with us, and we were talking a little bit off air. This is just so, it's crazy what's going on. You guys in the men's program seem like a mirror image where you look at these three games now, and on the surface, like, there are some reasons for all of it. It doesn't seem like it's as bad as a typical three-game losing streak, but it is what it is, right? Like, it's still three straight yep. losses, and you have to deal with that, and you have to move forward. But how do you analyze? Like, is this really a bigger problem, or are we just catching some tough breaks in some of these games?
You know, it's a little bit – there's a lot of factors. You know, we haven't functioned as well, especially on offense, since Madison's been out. And that's been a little bit of an issue. Now, Kateri Poole's done a great job stepping up, and you can see where she's really got a lot of talent and a bright future. But that's been part of our issue. And then I think the other part of it is when we were winning all those games against the best teams, the margin for error was very slim, and our defensive numbers were better, just a little bit better. We were just guarding a little better and rebounding a little better. And just a little slippage is enough to put you in a vulnerable position against the type of schedule that we're playing.
How hard is this when you say it is such a fine line between winning and losing in this conference?
Oh, man, it's like it's so deep and so talented. Every night's hard. And so the other thing I would tell you is that, and you're seeing this both the men and the women, like every season will have inevitable peaks and valleys.
Right.
And it just – even, you know, you don't want them to be like – you don't want the lows to be low, but so it's just very, very difficult to go from start to finish where you play only at that high peak. I think the key is to not let that low go for a long time, and then B, to try to get it to where you're playing your best basketball at the end of the year.
So let's turn it to this week. I mean, this is the end of the year. These girls know that on Friday night at 8 p.m. in New Jersey, this is the last hurrah against Rutgers. Is there anything different that you're going to do in preparation knowing that?
No. I mean we're going to obviously try to have a great week and prepare. Rutgers is really talented. They're a great team, and that'll be a huge challenge for us up there. And they present some challenges with some full court pressure and some things. They turn people over. So, you know, we've got time to prepare, and so we'll really focus on that to make sure we're as prepared as we possibly can be.
Kevin, we never really discussed this, but I mean, clearly you're a coach, and so you obviously looked up to people and had mentors, or maybe even people that you didn't know at the beginning, but you tracked them and knew what they did. Gino and Pat Summitt, famous names in this game, but Vivian Stringer for the Scarlet Knights, she's been a legend too. I mean, she's been, how long has she been a head coach? Coach, like, is it 40 plus years?
I think so. She's an absolute legend, and she's had a storied career, and she's had some great, I mean, I can go all the way back to when I was an assistant coach in the 90s and early 2000s. She was the head coach at Rutgers then, and I was at Notre Dame.
Right.
And we used to play against them, but she's had incredible success. She's really just a great lady, and has had a huge impact on our game.
Yeah, it has been profound. And when you look at them specifically, they've had some struggles in the recent years, but now they're getting hot. They've won 8 straight. They play Penn State tomorrow. When you look at them, what have they been doing in this stretch?
Really defending at a high level, and they're bringing a lot of full court pressure. They're disrupting teams on offense. They're turning people over, turning those into points. They're extremely athletic. They are really athletic. They're tough. They're physical. It'll be a big challenge for our offense to make sure that we can execute and get quality shots.
Well, Coach, I know we're going to have one more when we wrap it up next week, but what's just the number one thing you want to see out of your team when the game gets underway, when you're 10 minutes in, just to feel the pace and the tempo on Friday?
Yeah, I think that we're taking care of the ball. I mean, I think two things. If we're taking care of the ball and rebound, they're also a really tough physical rebounding team. But we got to take care of the ball, and we got to be really, really tough on the boards.
Coach, always appreciate it. It's a big one coming up. Another top 25 team in the Big Ten right now. Have a great week of practice.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Always good. And you know, as he was talking about Vivian Stringer right there, I pulled it up on the web. She had her 900th victory 8 years ago. You talk about a legend of not just women's basketball, the sport, right? That's who they're going up against. She's a Naismith Hall of Famer. Pretty impressive stuff. Guys, we have got a big, huge second hour of Buckeye Roundtable upon us. We'll talk more Buckeye football as we go on the trail with Jeremy Birmingham. Some big things done in recruiting. We have Ringside with Rollick and Ohio College Hoops update. And coming up next, we are going to talk about some state tournaments going on, high school basketball in this great state. So don't go anywhere. More Buckeye Roundtable continuing.
Atlas Butler is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in Columbus. Since the beginning, our focus has been on serving the community. Whether it's getting a furnace up and running the same day or supporting local organizations, you can count on us for trusted, convenient care. A lot has changed over the years, but our values have remained the same. Honesty, integrity, and a commitment to keep you comfortable in your home.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Have you or a loved one been injured in a car accident? The Stuckey Firm understands these tragic events are never planned. With thousands of dollars in medical bills and expenses, let the Stuckey Firm get you the money you deserve. Attorney Nathan Stuckey has recovered millions of dollars for his clients. Recognized by Super Lawyers as one of the top attorneys in Ohio, Nathan Stuckey will fight for you and your family at every turn. The Stuckey Firm. Experience you need. Results you deserve. For a free consultation, call 937-346-8000 or visit thestuckeyfirm.com.
The 2021 Buckeye Cruise for Cancer is beachbound. Join Urban and Shelley Meyer and other former Buckeye greats in Fort Lauderdale. Join in on the fun in the sun June 16th through 20th at the Marriott Harbor Beach Resort and Spa. Call 614-792-6204 or visit BuckeyeCruise.com to book your reservation today. Go Buckeyes, beat cancer.
Who can help you score a touchdown with your finances? How about our friends at Credit Union of Ohio? Whether you're looking to buy a new home or make upgrades like a finished basement to watch all the big games, their team of experts will help you get the funds you need. It's a great time to make those renovations you've been dreaming about. Credit Union of Ohio is your local mortgage lender. Learn more about their home loan options at cuofohio.org. That's cuofohio.org. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Stuffed crust lovers, some of you have been waiting for this moment your whole lives. Papa John's new stuffed crust pizza is here. So if you end up speechless due to the melty, cheese-filled marvel of a stuffed crust pizza, here's a list of words you can use. Outstanding, first rate, terrific, peerless, unparalleled, superior, supreme. No, that's something else. What about epic, epic? Introducing the new epic stuffed crust pizza from Papa John's with one topping for $12. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
Ford is America's best-selling brand, and now is the best time to buy. Because you can get great offers on the Ford vehicle lineup. We build Ford trucks that offer outstanding performance and capability. We build Ford SUVs that offer versatile and convenient features to help you every day. And because Ford trucks and SUVs are built for this, you make Ford America's best-selling brand. Come see why at your local Ford store. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus, The Fan.
This Girl Scout season, we Girl Scouts would like to say thank you, America.
Thank you, cookie cravers, Thin Mint enthusiasts,
peanut butter patrons,
shortbread devotees.
Every time you take a bite of a Girl Scout cookie, it's good for us.
Your coconut and caramel cravings are our chance to practice goal setting.
Your midnight snacks help us learn to manage money.
Your freezers aren't just full of tasty treats.
They're packed with entrepreneurship.
That's right, entrepreneurship.
You probably can't taste the business ethics or the decision-making or the people skills, but they're in there.
In every single mouthful.
Every time you eat what's in the box, we learn how to think outside of it.
So raise a glass of milk and raise our chances to reach our potential.
Eat up, America. We're counting on you.
I'm Catalina.
I'm Melody.
I'm Katie.
I'm Devin.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Abby.
I'm Juliana.
I'm Nicole.
I'm Olivia.
I'm Colette.
I'm Stefania.
And we approve this message.
The Girl Scout Cookie Program. Think outside the box.
Ohio State 4-Miler fans, we hope you are staying healthy and safe. And to keep you that way, the Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Byers Auto, Ohio Beef Council, and Raising Cane's, is going virtual this year, April 16th through 18th. Participants who sign up receive an official race shirt, race bib, and finisher's medal. All you have to do is walk or run 4 miles over the course of 3 days and share your journey with us on social media. For more information on how to sign up for the virtual Ohio State 4-Miler, visit OhioState4Miler.com. A portion of the proceeds of the virtual 4-Miler will go to the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer, benefiting the Urban and Shelley Meyer Fund for Cancer Research at the James.
When you're not feeling well and want treatment as quickly as possible, you know to visit Ohio State for safe and convenient options. See a doctor or nurse on demand by calling telehealth immediate care. For non-life-threatening illness or injury, call 614-293-3200. And our team will coordinate your visit over video or phone. This same-day care is available without ever leaving home for many conditions you might otherwise walk in for. Get our care at your place today.
Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto, is on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by the James.
Hey, welcome back to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto. I'm Timmy Hall. I hope your Monday is going beautifully. So the wife and the kid out there, it's lighter now, and they got the scooters out there. They went down to the school park. I mean, can you imagine that? We were under snow for so long, and I'm sitting here on March 1st. We got the tournament coming up. My wife and kid just went out and took the scooter to the blacktop. I hadn't seen the blacktop since God knows when, but it's here now. Hey, you can stay up to date on all things Columbus sports. Get highlights, sound bites, and all the best moments from your favorite Columbus teams by following at Fox Sports CBUS on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. The Buckeyes return to action Saturday afternoon against fourth-ranked Illinois at 4 p.m. Our pregame coverage begins at 3:15. Right now, though, it's time to talk a little high school hoops.
It's time for the Ancoba Insurance High School Player Award on Buckeye Roundtable.
One of the highlights of the Buckeye Roundtable show is this presentation of the Ancoba Insurance Archie Griffin Athlete of the Week Award. So during each roundtable show, Ancoba Insurance and the Ohio State Sports Network will honor a high school athlete for their outstanding play and team leadership. And this week's recipient, without further ado, it's Corey Tripp of Medina High School. He finally did it. Listen to this. The 6'3 point guard scored 28 points on Saturday night to help lead the Battling Bees, I love that name, to a blowout win over Westlake in the Division I Northeast 4 District Quarterfinal. 92-53 was the final score. The real reason Tripp is getting the honor this time is because he just became the school's all-time leading scorer. Congrats, Corey. That's a huge accomplishment. I can't wait to see where this guy winds up playing college ball. It's hard to believe you can't find a profile on him on the major services. I think he's still a two-star guy, but keep growing. He moved past Dante Anthony with a free throw in the second quarter. It put him at 1,231 points. He finished the game with 1,241, putting him in 10th place in Medina County history. He was the best player on the floor, too, as he added 10 rebounds and 4 assists. Medina head coach Chris Haysinger told the Gazette that since I've been here, he's one of the best. There's no doubt about it. People always look at Corey's scoring, but he defends really well, too. We've not had many players that are that complete of a player. What I keep telling everybody is that as great as Corey is, the fun thing is no jealousy with our team. That's the head coach again. That's cool. It kind of reminds you of the team atmosphere the Buckeyes have had all year long. And I'm not even saying that's gone. They're gonna find their winning ways again. By the way, Corey apparently knew he was close to getting the mark, but didn't know the free throw did it until coach called a timeout to honor him at center court. And how about some of that defense we're talking about? They held the Demons to 4 of 3 shooting beyond the arc, and the Bees are moving on in the state tourney. They will play the Copley Indians on Wednesday night at 7. Thank you to Chad Grant of the Gazette for some of that story. So once again, this week's winner, Corey Tripp of Medina High School, the recipient of the Encova Insurance Archie Griffin High School Athlete of the Week Award. Encova Insurance, a longtime radio sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Time now for the American Dairy Association Mini Statewide Top Performers on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield ING College, presented by the James.
All right, and a disclaimer. Please forgive me because there's so much going on throughout the entire state of Ohio. I am naturally going to leave a lot out, and I don't want to do it, but I'm trying to highlight a little bit of everything. So here it goes. We'll stay in Northeast Ohio for the moment in some Northeast 5 sectional action. I actually like the term district better. Districts, sectionals, I prefer district. And it's Brecksville Broadview Heights beat Olmsted Falls 51-47 behind a big game from Tyler Ganey. He had 24 points, almost half the team scoring there. So give it up for Ganey's big game, but it'll be difficult to say the least on Wednesday as the 11th-seeded Bees face top seed St. Ed. That's, like I said, Wednesday night, a couple days from now. Quick look at a Division II performance from Friday as Jimmy Salamone, who has one of the most fun names to say, right? 22 points to help lead Richfield Revere to an 81-61 win over Cleveland Central Catholic. His teammate Andrew Wren poured in 21. Great game from that young man, too. The dynamic duo for the Minutemen getting it done. They will face Parma Padua Franciscan in the next round Thursday at 7 o'clock. Another quick look at some action in the Toledo District. White House Anthony Wayne took down Fremont Ross 80-44. Junior Jacob Copley had 29 points in that one. He connected on 4 three-pointers. Red hot. The Generals will have the tough task coming up tomorrow night when they play the 2-seed Toledo St. John's at 7:30. Central Ohio, how about some Division III Central 1 action? Bishop Reddy breezed past Wellington 72-49 to advance behind Darius Parham's 23 points. Caleb Schaefer added 20 as well. Congrats to them and the rest of the Silver Knights. They'll take on 3-seeded Johnstown tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Here's some opposite scores for you staying in Central Ohio, looking at Division II Central 1 action. Styles of play. John Alder, the top seed, took down Hamilton Township 32-22. So Alder will face Bloom Carroll on Wednesday in the district semis. Ninth-seeded South took down 10th-seeded Granville 75-70. High scoring, right? Maurice Barnes Jr. had a scorching 33 points. The Bulldogs survived it in overtime. They will take on DeSales on Wednesday night. And going down to Southwest Ohio to the Cincy area, what a game between Woodward and Wyoming in the Division II district semis in Southwest 3 action. Wendell Hughes thought he had a game winner for Woodward with 8 seconds left, so his team's up 60-59, but Isaiah Walker, he had other plans, knocking in the shot at the buzzer to give the Cowboys a 61-60 win. That gave the young man 30 points for the night to go with 17 boards. Have a game. Paul McMillan IV for Woodward, he had 22 in the defeat. He's regarded as one of the best in the city. So is Walker, though. McMillan has offers from Cincy and Xavier and many more. Walker's actually signed to play at Belmont next season. I love some Belmont basketball. Great mid-major right there. And with this being March, we're fully into the tournament now. Please check out everything that I might have missed right there. OHSAA.org. You know where to find them, right? Check out all the district, regional, state tournament brackets for all four divisions of Ohio Hoops. Our top performers from around the state, presented by the American Dairy Association Mideast. If you want an edge on your competition, start by fueling up with nutrient-rich, protein-packed, low-fat chocolate milk to give you the nutrition athletes need. Don't go anywhere, though. The Buckeyes had a big verbal commitment yesterday, and we got to talk about how stacked this particular position group will continue to be in the future. Jeremy Birmingham takes us on the trail next as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable coming up, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Come on over to Heartland.
Now, community banking is the lifeblood of the American financial system, building strong, lasting relationships. We're just better able to help guide you down life's road. Flexibility is paramount to success. Community banking is alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Come on over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Hi, this is Paul Keels, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Convenience Stores of Speedway is proud to be a sponsor of Ohio State Athletics and your first choice for value and convenience. Start your day at Speedway with a great selection of hot and cold beverages, energy drinks, pastries, and everything else you need to get going. Speedway, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
We're on your way, the Convenience Stores of Speedway.
Just like our conference really has 14 teams, if I say I ate a hot dog, I really mean three. That's my hot dog confession.
My fiance's cool with serving Sherrydale hot dogs at our wedding. She's definitely the one. That's my hot dog confession.
I can still raise my arms in the shape of an O while holding two hot dogs. O-H-I-O. That's my hot dog confession.
Look for Sugardale, the official hot dog of Ohio State Athletics, next time you stop into your local grocery store. It's the one with a bite out of it.
Imagine no more wasted time walking around dealerships test driving cars, because shopping for a vehicle has finally evolved. Introducing Buyers Express from Buyers Auto, the fastest way to buy your next car. Start by visiting buyersauto.com. Find the vehicle you want, then click Buyers Express to start your deal.
Come see why it's better to buy at Buyers.
Buy your auto from Buyers Auto. Visit buyersauto.com.
Hey there, Buckeye fans. Coach Chris Holtman here. If you're looking to score points on and off the court, Kroger has you covered. With slam dunk deals and free pickup on orders of $35 or more, Kroger makes it easy to score more free time and save on game day faves. The ball is in your court. All you have to do is place your order on the app or at Kroger.com and shop anytime, anywhere. Kroger, fresh for everyone. And go Buckeyes.
Hey, football fans, leave the Hail Marys for the game and go for a sure thing when it comes to satisfying your craving. When you pick up Raising Cane's for game day, all you have to worry about is the score, because we've got the food covered. With hand-battered, cooked-to-order, always fresh, never ever frozen chicken fingers, craveable cane sauce, and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. One love.
Your Ohio State flagship station, The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Timmy Hall back here with you at the Network Studios. Buckeye Roundtable presented by Buyers Auto. I knew I did it back there when I said it. Had to call myself. I don't have any friends that went to school there, and I'm still trying to immerse myself, 8 years of being here, in all the high school action. Bishop Reedy. It's Bishop Reedy, not Reddy. That's my bad. I hate it when people mispronounce things, so I came back to that. Hey, pregame or postgame, nothing beats fresh, never-ever frozen chicken fingers dipped in craveable cane sauce, made fresh daily in their kitchens. It's their one love, Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
It's time to talk Ohio State recruiting. This is Buckeye Roundtables on the Trail.
All right, here we go. Joining us once again, this guy does a tremendous job for Letterman Row, and somehow he got just the four letters for his Twitter handle, Berm. Jeremy Birmingham. What's up, man? How's the start to your week? We're almost through the Monday here.
Good, Jim. How are you?
I'm not bad. So I guess right off the bat, we talk.
Hey, I want to be very clear. So that Twitter handle, I had to do some work to get that, Tim. I had to sleuth. I had to find some dude in Canada and, like, Facebook him and ask him to relinquish his account, because it had nothing to do with his name or anything else.
Really?
Yeah.
So it wasn't a Birmingham or anything like that?
No, his name was, like, Brian Marshall or something. It was crazy, but I did a little, reverse engineering it from his Twitter followers and found out who he was, and then...
That's interesting.
Facebook, yeah.
You basically had to go in and get somebody's jersey number, in a sense, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I didn't have to offer any money for it. I just said, hey, buddy, do me a favor. And he said, okay. And then he did.
All right, Berm. So right off the bat, we talk about Keon Grays, a four-star wide receiver from Arizona, 6'1", 170 pounds. Give us the impact report there, and what you ultimately see out of a dude who has been rising up recruiting charts here.
Well, you know, when you're talking about Ohio State recruiting, the Buckeyes pretty much always have their pick of the litter, as you know, and When Brian Hartline especially starts to narrow in on a receiver, that is almost guaranteed to bump him in the national rankings and to make him a player that rises up the charts. And with Keon, you look at him, 6'2", 175 pounds. He's not a kid that's going to blow you away with, like, 40 speed, straight line speed, but he's extremely smooth. He's a kid that understands how to get open. He can play inside. He can play outside. And he's really just a great, you know, young guy to complement a roster full of really talented people. And he's a guy that they know is going to come in and do the work. And that's the thing about him that impressed me the most, is that he chose to go into that receiver room when he could have gone to a number of other places.
You know, we always like to talk about how if coaches leave Ohio State, you don't have to worry. You groom or you attract talent. I'm wondering, we're getting to a level here. Do you just got to worry about a drop-off if and when Brian Hartline goes big time?
I agree with you in most instances that you can easily replace a position coach at a place like Ohio State because you know that you're going to attract the best of the best. But clearly the way that Brian Hartline is recruiting and the connections he's making with these kids, and he's done it in a way that's just really special. Like he finds his guys early. The relationship they build is extremely strong. It is not like built with other people on the staff. It's not really built, you know, as a comprehensive effort by everyone on the staff. It is a Brian Hartline thing. And I would think that the Buckeyes are going to have to start looking ahead and getting a real sense of what Brian Hartline wants to do with his career. And if he wants to be a guy who coaches at Ohio State forever because he's from Ohio and loves Ohio and loves Ohio State, or if he wants to be, you know, an offensive coordinator, head coach down the road, then I would imagine that there's already a plan in place for how they begin that path with him to keep him in town. Because you're right, I don't think he's a guy that you can just replace.
That's interesting. Jeremy Birmingham is taking us on the trail right here from Letterman Row. I was wondering what you could tell us about this 22 four-star running back, Emeka Emegua. Interesting that he's moving back to Texas, right? And how you see connections everywhere, friends with Quinn Ewers. He's going to be coached by his former OC. How are the Buckeyes looking with him, and how important of a guy is he as far as targets go?
The interesting thing about the 22 running back recruiting, honestly, Tim, is that it's not like the 21 recruiting where you had a clear, you know, linear break between the top targets. You know, there was Donovan Edwards, Travion Henderson, and Evan Pryor, and then there was everyone else. There was not really a log jam of guys that the Buckeyes felt could all be sort of interchangeable parts. And if you look at the 22 recruiting between Dallin Hayden down in Memphis, Texas, Nick Singleton in Pennsylvania, Damari Alston in Atlanta, guys like Emeka Emegua, they're all sort of on the same plane when it comes to Ohio State. And I think that in a class that's likely to be one running back deep, it's really going to be about who has the best comfort level with the Buckeye staff and who they're most comfortable in saying yes to, because I would think that they're all kind of in a very similar position. There's not anyone. It's not like offensive line where you have four or five guys. It's not like quarterback where you have a guy like Quinn Ewers who, you know, if right. He wants in, he's absolutely better than everyone else, and you have to say yes. It's a group of four or five running backs that are all very similar in their national ranking, all very similar in their size and build and their talent. And so it's really about best relationships. And maybe getting that opportunity to reconnect with Quinn will help him in that way. But I think that he's probably a little bit behind Hayden and Singleton and Alston right now as far as the – if I was to put a pecking order on it, mm-hmm. That's probably the top three. But they're all kind of the same.
Well, hey, I want our listeners to understand your Bermology reports, and you get them on the website, lettermanrow.com. You guys have the YouTube channel as well, 10 to 15 minutes long sometimes. You can knock it out over breakfast, right? And you'll talk to targets, you'll talk to guys that are committed, and you'll really get some inside stories and some knowledge on who these guys are about. And this week you were talking to Caden Curry, and this guy is such an impressive-looking athlete, isn't he? I mean, a big four-star defensive end from Indiana in the 22 class. How's he dealing? A lot of what you were talking about, how he's dealing with the dead period, and where does he stand with the Buckeyes right now?
Like a lot of kids, Caden is obviously and understandably frustrated. These interior linemen, defensive linemen, offensive linemen, these are dudes that really would like to have this process over with. They do not want this nonstop theatrical drama around them. They want to know where they're going to school, and they want to then focus on their senior seasons. He won a state championship last year at Cedar Grove outside of Indianapolis. He wants to focus on winning another one, and he's not willing to say he's down to four or five schools, but on the episode of Bermanology this morning, we certainly talked about five schools specifically, and I think that that's pretty much where he's looking. But he is just not going to make a decision until he can get to campus and really get an opportunity to know people in person. It's great that you can build relationships over Zoom and FaceTime and all that, but the Ohio State has been recruiting him super aggressively since last May, and he's never been able to be on campus. He grew up, his family has Ohio ties, his grandparents are big Buckeyes fans and went to Rose Bowl after Rose Bowl in the 80s and 90s, and so he's got a little bit of love for Ohio State, but at the same time, that's not enough to say I'm ready to end my college recruitment without ever shaking Ryan Day's hand. I mean, the Buckeyes, and that's kind of the thing, like they're recruiting these kids, they're recruiting great kids. And if you look through the videos that we've done with these kids around the country, that is a very obvious underlying theme amongst them. They're great kids. When you're recruiting super solid people, they're not going to be prone to emotional decisions and doing things half-cocked. So, I mean, they're definitely kids that you want to say, okay, we're ready for you, but those kids are like, hey, sorry, I'm just not ready to make that decision without all the information.
I get it. So for those kids' sake, we hope, and for everyone really, we hope we're through this sooner rather than later, and we can get through the dead period and the rest of society can go back to what it was doing. But Jeremy, always appreciate the time, man. We'll talk again soon.
Anytime. Thanks a lot.
Yep, there he goes, Berm from Letterman Row. All the latest in Buckeye football recruiting right there. Yeah, big week that if you missed it, started off the top with Keon Grays, four-star wide receiver, kid out of Arizona. He started out like he wasn't even in the top 500 when he was a sophomore or maybe even a freshman, if you go back to his freshman season where he was. And he's already now sitting right outside of most top 300 lists, and you could just feel it with this guy as he continues on. He's a 22 class kid too, so he's got another year under the belt. He's going to skyrocket. I mean, he's got that. If Brian Hartline wants him, like, isn't that all you need to know? Like, with where he's going to go? Chris Olave was a three-star guy, remember? Grays is already a four-star. This guy could wind up being one of the greats. It's also a stacked position group room right now, and I'm all for it. I love it right now. Hey, Papa John's wants you to buck up and help beat cancer. Use the promo code BUCKUP at PapaJohns.com to save $2 on any order over $20. And your locally owned Papa John's will donate $1 to the James at Ohio State. With over 11,000 raised this year and over 500,000 since 2017, join us to buck up and beat cancer. Again, thank you to Papa John's for hooking us up for tonight's show. Good stuff with the pepperoni stuffed crust. Hey, one more series to go for Buckeye men's hockey. Then it's on to the Big Ten tourney at Notre Dame. We catch up with the team as we go rinkside with Rolick next as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Here's to the ones who put in the work, the no days off rise and grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns Motivation Monday into Flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with Chocolate Milk is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
This is Katie Smith. We are facing an extraordinary challenge, prescription drug misuse among people of all ages. For over a decade, Cardinal Health, a sponsor of Ohio State Athletics, has supported the Ohio State College of Pharmacy's Generation Rx, an engaging program to teach people of all ages about using medications safely. When Buckeye Nation engages around a great cause, we can do anything, and you can be part of the solution. Remember, never share your medications and always dispose of them properly. Learn more at GenerationRx.org.
Just like our conference really has 14 teams, if I say I ate a hot dog, I really mean three. That's my hot dog confession.
My fiance is cool with serving Schuradale hot dogs at our wedding. She's definitely the one. That's my hot dog confession.
I can still raise my arms in the shape of an O while holding two hot dogs. O-H-I-O. That's my hot dog confession.
Look for Schuradale, the official hot dog of Ohio State Athletics, next time you stop into your local grocery store. It's the one with a bite out of it.
Atlas Butler is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in Columbus. Since the beginning, our focus has been on serving the community. Whether it's getting a furnace up and running the same day or supporting local organizations, you can count on us for trusted, convenient care. A lot has changed over the years, but our values have remained the same. Honesty, integrity, and a commitment to keep you comfortable in your home.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
That Filet-O-Fish Friday feeling can't be beat. Especially on Wednesdays. Or Tuesday. Or the occasional Monday. No, can't forget about Thursday. I got to have it on Sunday.
And now you can enjoy two flaky Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $5. Only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When you've got your home team from AgPro backing you, you roll over task, cut the backfield, bring it, save you tons of money on a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you bet. Right now, our 1023E compact tractor with loader is just $134 per month. That's what your home team can do for you. For more home team savings, visit agproco.com today. Offer ends 1/30/2021. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Timmy Hall back here with you at the network studios. It's Buckeye Roundtable presented by Byers Auto. Introducing the James Cancer Diagnostic Center. The first step in determining your specific type of cancer from the experts who study and treat cancer every day. Learn more at cancer.osu.edu.
It's time for the Elk and Elk Report from Learfield IMG College on the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by The James.
All right, very quickly here. This is the part of the show we look at the men's basketball team specifically and talk about the injury situation. It's not ideal. Chris Holtmann continues to talk about that. He said they basically had a third of the team practice this past week to get ready for teams as good as Michigan State and Iowa. So, pretty tough deal. Kyle Young is still battling back from his concussion. They said they left it up to him to get back out there. And of course, it's Captain Buckeye. He's going to go. Justice Suing, he said on his radio show earlier, that is dealing with a groin injury. Musa Diallo still battling back from that ankle injury. And Ibrahima Diallo, the big center, he hasn't had much of an impact on the team, but we did see him briefly get out there in the final seconds against Michigan State. So there was that. CJ, he said his hand kind of got re-injured, but he's going to be fine. So it's just a balance between getting guys healthy and figuring out how to improve this team right now. Our injury report was presented by Elk and Elk. Serious fans for Ohio State Athletics, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Go Bucks.
It's time to hit the ice and talk some Ohio State hockey. This is Buckeye Roundtable's Rinkside with Rolick.
And like you heard it say right there, it's Rinkside with Rolick. Every single week we're talking hockey with the head coach here at Ohio State, Steve Rolick. And coach, how are you feeling today? And what so far have you been able to get into with this final regular season pair coming up with Arizona State?
Well, again, I mean, the greatest part about it is we had another opportunity to come back to the rink again today, and we got a short week, and we're practicing here at the shop, which is nice. And you know what? It's two games non-conference. Hopefully, we get a couple guys back in the lineup, and it's an opportunity for us to get better again and prepare for our Big Ten tournament.
All right, that's exciting that's coming up, by the way. We'll get more into that, and we'll get more into the Sun Devils later in the conversation. But let's look back at Wisconsin, the Friday night game first.
Yep.
Coach, I was impressed. I'm sure you were too, with how your team bottled up the Badgers. This was a team that not too long ago, I mean, what, they scored 12 goals and a pair of wins over the Gophers? You took this one into overtime. It was so close. What happened?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I give our team credit. We didn't, you know, we probably didn't have our best first period, but the guys dug in and, you know, we played well enough to win that game. You know, penalties got in trouble at the end. And when you continue to give a team like that, I think their power plays 31% and they get a chance there in overtime that, you know, they got the guys to get it done. But that game could have went either way. Naves played great, but I like the way our guys played. And, you know, that's the type of game we got to have for us to have success.
It's like you said, 31%. That is just staggering. It seems unfathomable to have a percentage that high. My goodness. But, hey, we seem to be getting zapped with this every game where a guy seems to be heading to the locker room with a misconduct. Coach, you probably have all these contact to the head majors living in the front of your mind. But how have you addressed it with the team, even when you disagree with some of the calls? Because you still have to roll with it, you know?
Yeah, no, that's a huge point and stuff we've talked about. And I've even talked to the head of officials. I mean, video replay right now is we put video replay in really for goals. We didn't want to make any mistakes.
Right.
Now it's to a point where every contact on the ice, you know, can they go look at it? Will they go look at it? Will you challenge? There's more and more replays. And in the game of hockey, you know, guys are going to get bumped and there could be an accidental shoulder to a face or a brush or anything. And by rule, you know, if you slow it down and take a look with replay, boy, oh boy, you can make a lot of calls. And unfortunately, I mean, you know, good or bad, we put ourselves in that position. There's been calls where there's been three hits on the other side that aren't reviewed, that after the fact, yep, they should have been five. So I think our game's in a tough spot, and certainly we're on the wrong end of the stick right now on that.
You know, we talked about it in last week's conversation. I'm completely with you. We're on the same page about replay, where it's just gotten out of control, and it's not just your game. It's all sports. We can have these conversations with targeting,
right,
with college football. And it's absurd. I just think it's more is less is the type of thing. And it's a physical sport. Guys are flying around. You're not even on cleats. You're on skates, for God's sakes. There's things that are going to happen. But how can you talk to us about Napier and his weekend? I heard you mention him there. Boy, was he locked in, I thought, you know, catching some of the Friday game. Even thought he had Holloway's one-timer in the glove. I don't know about you. That thing was a laser beam. Then Saturday, it felt like the first two he gave up were unfortunate. You got a 15th overall draft pick getting crazy puck luck. Why does that happen to the great goal scorers, right?
Yeah.
Then Caulfield just had the drop on him on that second one, and he seemed to be battling after that.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, you know what? The goal scorers at all levels always seem to have the puck luck, but you know what? That makes them what they are, and that's why he's a first-round pick. And Napes was unbelievable on Friday. It gave us a great chance. And even Saturday coming out there, and then all of a sudden you get a couple bad bounces. Next thing you know, it's two. And we still had, I think we had five or six grade A's in the second to make it 2-1 or 2-2. We don't score.
Right.
And all of a sudden with 4 minutes to go in the second period, it's a two-zip game, which we're okay with. But then 4 minutes later, it's 4-0. So, you know, again, then by that time, you know, it's like, hey, let's get Snowden in here and try to shut the door and see if we can continue to try to get better.
All right, so that interesting team, it's like if it were an SAT test, the team that doesn't belong. You get all these Big Ten teams, and then you got the guys from the desert there, those tricky Sun Devils. They're having some struggles, but they came out of the Michigan series with a 1-1 tie on Saturday. What pops off the page when you look at ASU right now?
Well, the number one thing is, and even going into the year, they've been a national tournament team or right there on the cusp the last few years. They got an older team, you know, a lot of guys that have played a lot of games. You know, in the past, they've been a high-scoring team. They've been able to put some offense together, and so they're dangerous. And especially, you know, they're not playing for points. They're not playing for the end of the year right now, which makes them pretty darn dangerous. And to go to Michigan and 1-1, that tells you that they're capable.
So the random question of the week here, I was very disappointed with myself on February 22nd, and I was only reminded everywhere on social media I saw this after we got done talking. I hadn't seen it yet to that point, That was the day of the miracle on ice. It was 41 years ago. So one full week late, I was wondering if you could take us into your 12-year-old mind at the time and reflect on that event and what it meant to a young Minnesotan growing up playing hockey.
Well, I can tell you exactly where I was. I was at West St. Paul Arena for a practice, and I remember coming out, my dad turning on a little AM radio in the car, and we were just absolutely shocked and couldn't believe it. And they actually played the replay later. The replay was played. So for me, and obviously being around Minnesota, then years later being coached by Herb Brooks in 1986 in a Minnesota All-Star team, was just surreal to be around a guy like that. So that thing will last forever. I mean, the miracle on ice will never go away, and it was pretty special for a young hockey player.
How many times have you watched the movie Miracle? I love it. And maybe the better question, since you have a son who's playing hockey, how many times has he watched it?
You know what? I think my daughter's watched it the most. But,
really?
She loves it. She's probably a lot smarter of the game than I am.
Is she playing?
Because
you said she was playing soccer.
She skated. Yeah, she's all soccer now, but she used to skate a little bit, and I think she's the one that maybe got away. That she loves the game of hockey, she loves watching it, but she's watched it at least, if not a dozen times, if not 20 times. It's always fun to watch every time you turn it on.
Kurt Russell's accent just knocks it out of the park. I've never seen a guy capture a figure like that in a sports movie.
You know, Herb Brooks, you know what? He did. He knocked it out of the park. I mean, Herb was exactly like that. And just being around him and being coached by him and the intimidating factor and how he coached his teams and what he did mentally as well as X's and O's was incredible.
He's Steve Rolick, ringside with Rolick every week as the guys have the Arizona State Series. And we'll talk next week about the Big Ten tournament, which shall be fun. Always appreciate the conversations. Go have a good week of practice, all right?
Yeah, thanks for having me on again. Have a good one.
Always fun stuff, ringside with Rolick. I wonder how many people we just made give up some college basketball viewing tonight for like the ninth time they've seen the movie Miracle, which is, let's be honest, for a late-in-the-game sports movie, it's got a little bit of age to it now, maybe like 2004-ish. I want to say I was in college when that thing came out, but I love talking to Coach Rolick, too, because he's got that Minnesotan hockey coach accent, hints of it still there, despite how long he's been here in Central Ohio. Even when you hear him say coach in the interview, it just has me thinking of Kurt Russell. I'm not here to be your friend, here to be a coach. If you want to coach, take it up with Coach Patrick over here. I just butchered that line, but you get what I'm saying. It's so great. Rolick could come to my house and just start telling me what to do, and I would just say, yes, sir. I'd picture him like Herb Brooks, get on the line, you know, clean the kitchen again, like do it the right way, do it over. Always fun stuff, talking hockey with him, and looking forward to see how these guys can do it against Arizona State and then get on to the Big Ten tournament. We've got one of my little pieces of sports heaven starting up, and it's chock full of Ohio teams. I'm talking small conference tournaments. I give you all you need to know in the Ohio College Hoops update next as Buckeye Roundtable continues.
Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by The James.
And now, Archie Griffin, football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, to tell you about Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. Your independent Encova insurance agent can create a personalized solution for all your insurance needs. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, local expertise, and more, Encova provides a full range of products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. They remain dedicated to progress and continue to strive to be the most trusted and responsive provider of industry-leading solutions. Hard work and passion are critical components of any winning team. Count on Encova Insurance as your local team to provide peace of mind. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
A revolution in lung cancer treatment is happening at the James. We're proving lung cancer isn't solely defined by location and stage, but rather the individual molecules and genes that drive it. Simply put, there is no routine lung cancer. That's why our world-renowned specialists put their expertise towards treating one particular lung cancer, yours. At the James, we go beyond the routine to prevent, detect, treat, and cure your lung cancer. To learn more, call 1-800-293-5066.
Who can help you score a touchdown with your finances? How about our friends at Credit Union of Ohio? Whether you're looking to buy a new home or make upgrades like a finished basement to watch all the big games, their team of experts will help you get the funds you need. It's a great time to make those renovations you've been dreaming about. Credit Union of Ohio is your local mortgage lender. Learn more about their home loan options at cuofohio.org. That's cuofohio.org. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
You gotta come see the new Big Lots.
Gotta go big.
We're going big with a great new look in the store and lots of great deals on everything for your home. Quality brands like Broyhill Furniture, favorites like Doritos and Swiffer, even housewares and home decor too. Big names, low prices, and big buyouts that'll blow your mind. There are always big surprises in store. So come check out the new Big Lots. Live big, save lots.
My name is Bill Artman, and I lead retail operations here at Giant Eagle. I'm extremely proud of our 32,000 team members who are working around the clock to service our communities. Our trucks are moving, our stores are following top safety measures, and we're receiving shipments daily. And we would like to thank our customers for your patience and trust. For information on hours, curbside pickup, and any updates as we move through this crisis together, visit us at GiantEagle.com/response.
Buckeye football lives here. The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Timmy Hall back here with you. It's Buckeye Roundtable presented by Byers Auto. Also, Buckeye Roundtable is brought to you in part by Encova Insurance.
Buckeye Roundtable's Ohio College Hoops Update.
All right. So before I get to the small conference tournaments, I got to tell you about Dayton. The Flyers just beat St. Bonaventure on the road, 55-52. That's what you do, right, when you're having a year like this, and we have said it a million times. There is nobody, nobody that I feel worse for than the Dayton Flyers. It's tough. Like, knowing what last season was for them, going to be a one seed and everything gets wiped out. Well, I mean, there's not really much more to say about it. It's depressing, right? And then you're just okay this year. And they've got such a proud fan base. And I've been taking college basketball trips with a good buddy of mine from back east ever since I moved to Ohio. We are in a great spot here if you're just a college basketball fanatic like myself, where you can take short little road trips and go check out some different venues. We got a lot of good MAC schools here that have some of the smaller, more intimate places to watch basketball. Then there's UD Arena, which I wouldn't necessarily call intimate, but it's just astonishing, right? That you can go over to Dayton, Ohio, an hour west from Columbus, and, you know, it doesn't have that stature of, you know, Buckeye basketball, Xavier and Cincinnati, but it's certainly in that mix. That's the quartet of schools here in Ohio. And the way that they support that team for it being mid-major basketball, and I know Dayton fans don't look at the term mid-major like it's a slight, because it's not. I always use it as an endearing term. There are many, many different stages of basketball, and it's about how you're even able to recruit. It's about what conference you're in. It's about, you know, how often, how frequently you can find a pocket to strike while the iron's hot. And that was last year for Dayton, and they didn't get their fair shot at it. So that really stinks. But how about the Flyers beating St. Bonaventure, the one seed for the A-10 tournament? They win 55-52 in really what was an ugly game. It was, let's be honest, sometimes winning ugly, though, is better than losing. Ibby Watson, he had 14 points. And that was the only guy for Dayton in double figures. Jalen Crutcher, who is just an amazing player, right? He struggled from the floor. He was 2-for-9, had 6 points, had 5 assists, had 4 turnovers. Dayton, listen to this. This is jumping off the page. I can't even believe what I'm reading here. Dayton beat the one seed, the champ in the A-10, with 21 turnovers. Let that sink in. 21 turnovers shot 45%, 60% from the free throw line, slopped it all over the place and beat St. Bonaventure by 3 points. Wow. So Dayton right now, if I'm looking, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They are in seventh place, looking at the 7 seed for the A-10 tournament, which will pick up play. That's where Dayton would be going next. They would need to win that thing to get the automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. Now, when you talk small conference tournaments, look no farther than the Horizon League. I love it. I love to give these guys their due, to pay a little bit of attention to the small conference kids who are playing for the love of the game. Not a lot of these guys are going on to the NBA. Not a lot of them are going to go on and play professionally, let alone to the NBA. But some of these kids for the Ohio teams, there will be some professional basketball to be played on these top teams. Wright State, they've got Loudon Love, right, the player of the year. They finished 16-4 along with Cleveland State. Cleveland State, though, with tiebreakers, winds up getting that top seed. So you've got the action picking back up tomorrow night. They started this late last week with on-campus sites, and then they got the break through the weekend, and it'll pick back up tomorrow on the 2nd. Cleveland State is going to play Purdue-Fort Wayne. That one will be at 7 o'clock. Detroit Mercy's at Northern Kentucky. Wright State will host Milwaukee, 7 o'clock. These are all, I mean, Cleveland State and Wright State should definitely advance. I mean, you talk major upsets. Purdue-Fort Wayne's like 8-14. Milwaukee, I'm looking at them, they're a 9-11 team. And Youngstown State, give it up for Youngstown. They got out of that first round, and they're 15-11 overall. Oakland is 10-17, but since Oakland was 10-10 and they got it together for conference play, they are at home. So Youngstown State, with a wildly better overall record, has got to go on the road if they want to advance in the Horizon League tournament. The other thing you got to get to is the MAC, right? A lot of MACtion coming up tomorrow. Full, big slate of MACtion. Akron will be at Buffalo. Toledo will be at Central Michigan. Toledo is 14-3, right at the top of the conference right now. They have it locked up. Like that is theirs. So the Rockets get the job done. They're going to hopefully carry the torch for the MAC as they go to the NCAA tournament. Though I'm still looking at Kent State, as I told you. When they get into this tournament here, I like what Kent State can do. I think they're every bit as good as Akron and Toledo, but as far as getting the one seed for the tourney, there it is. Kent State's going to host Ohio at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Ball State Eastern, Western Michigan takes on Northern Illinois. Then you'll have Miami at Bowling Green. So that wraps up the MACtion for the week. Also taking a look at the Cincinnati Bearcats. They had to play Houston, and that kind of derailed them, and already their game against SMU is canceled. So COVID issues just continue to pop up, whether that's on Cincinnati's side or on the other team's side. They've been really, really unfortunate in that regard. So the next thing on the schedule for Cincinnati, without getting one made up, is at East Carolina on March 7th at 1 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. And we've talked so much Buckeye basketball, just leaving them on the side for right now. We'll have a final word about them in our last segment when we go around the block O. You've got to take a look at Dayton. Did I just say Dayton? I meant Xavier. Yes, the last school that we hadn't mentioned yet. Xavier coming up with that win over Creighton this weekend. Huge stuff. They were on the final four list on most of the bracketology reports, last four in. You beat the number 13 team in America. You're 13-5 overall now. That was a nice 8-point win. 23 points for Scruggs. You send the seniors out. They've got like four of them there that have all given their heart and soul to that program. Send them out the right way. See what the Musketeers can do on the road at Georgetown tomorrow and at Marquette. 9 o'clock, taking on the old Ohio State guard, DJ Carton and company. 9 o'clock on Saturday night. So that should be fun. March Madness is here. One more thing left to do tonight. Let's get you as much as we can with Ohio State Athletics. We go around the block O as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable coming up, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Are you ready to buy a home, but worried you can't afford it? When you use the Ohio Housing Finance Agency's down payment assistance or its discounted interest rate for recent college grads, teachers, nurses, veterans, and more, buying a home isn't as tough. Not a first-time home buyer? We've got a program for you, too. Find out if you qualify at myohiohome.org. That's myohiohome.org. Homeownership, it's within reach.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at Safelite.com. Safelite Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
Alrighty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
Football's Archie Griffin for Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, and more, Encova provides a full range of insurance products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
Imagine no more wasted time walking around dealerships test driving cars, because shopping for a vehicle has finally evolved. Introducing Buyers Express from Buyers Auto, the fastest way to buy your next car. Start by visiting buyersauto.com, find the vehicle you want, then click Buyers Express to start your deal.
Come see why it's better to buy at Buyers.
Buy your auto from Buyers Auto. Visit buyersauto.com.
You gotta come see the new Big Lots.
Gotta go big!
We're going big with a great new look in the store and lots of great deals on everything for your home. Quality brands like Broyhill Furniture, favorites like Doritos and Swiffer, even housewares and home decor too. Big names, low prices, and big buyouts that'll blow your mind. There are always big surprises in store. So come check out the new Big Lots. Live big, save lots.
This is Katie Smith. We are facing an extraordinary challenge, prescription drug misuse among people of all ages. For over a decade, Cardinal Health, a sponsor of Ohio State Athletics, has supported the Ohio State College of Pharmacy's Generation RX, an engaging program to teach people of all ages about using medications safely. When Buckeye Nation engages around a great cause, we can do anything, and you can be part of the solution. Remember, never share your medications and always dispose of them properly. Learn more at GenerationRx.org.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Timmy Hall back here with you at the Network Studios. Buckeye Roundtable presented by Buyers Auto. I hope you've had a fantastic Monday. And if you didn't, it's already over, so you can just look forward to Tuesday. Buyers Auto Group's overall aim is to achieve a positive impact on society. The family-owned and operated company has a vision that goes beyond products and profits. By giving back to the community, they're creating a stable society for their 850 employees and future generations to live within.
Time now for Buckeye Roundtables Around the Block O.
Yes, and it's first time for our Papa John's delivery of the game presented by Papa John's, where we look at the men's basketball team. And while you struggled to give out that honor for the worst game that they played all season when they got drilled 73-57 by Iowa yesterday, I'll go with E.J. Liddell, just who's been the most constant on this team so far. And he played 32 minutes. He led the team in minutes. He led the team in scoring with 15 points. He was the most efficient, 7 for 11. He was certainly getting his shot he was getting his shot off a lot better than he did in the previous game against Michigan State. So he had that going for him. It just wasn't enough. I need to see more on the glass from this team as a whole, but it was nice to see EJ get some high percentage looks and to finish. He made that first shot of the game, remember? They won the tip-off, went down, he hit his patented little 10-foot fadeaway in the lane, got the ball nice and high, made a nice soft jump shot, and swished it in. It's 2-0. You think you're good, right? And then all of a sudden, no, first half is done, it's 42-28. But, hey, I wanted to give some extra special love, as we all should, to the Buckeye women's volleyball team. They just swept the Big Ten Weekly Honors. We were talking earlier about how Buckeye men's basketball couldn't buy an honor until Dwayne Washington finally was a co here lately. Well, for the first time, it says since Illinois did it in 2008, all of the honors went to Buckeyes here. They are 11-0. Three of them swept the sheet this week. Emily Londot pulled double duty, reading from the release here at OhioStateBuckeyes.com. It's the one-stop shop for everything that you need Buckeyes. She was on there. She was recognized as the, or excuse me, she was the player and co-freshman of the week. Riley Rader also picked up a pair, being named defensive player and co-freshman of the week. And Mac Pedraza was tabbed as the setter of the week. It's an unbelievable start to the season for Buckeye women's volleyball. So, my goodness, congratulations right there. It says they're off to their best start in the Big Ten since 1991. And it's their most consecutive wins since 2013. Jen Flynn Oldenburg, that's the head coach. Jen, you are doing an outstanding job in your first year with this team. Just keep it up. You're just going to have to win every single game. You've set the bar high, so you're going to have to win every single game in your career right now. Well, it was a great one. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto, has been brought to you statewide by Encova Insurance, the American Dairy Association Mideast, by Papa John's, and by Byers Auto. For our producer, my good friend Eric Reeser, I'm Timmy Hall. Thank you so much for listening. From Learfield IMG College, this is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the James.
For years, you've been thinking about getting LASIK. You've been talking about getting LASIK. And now, it's finally time to get LASIK. Right now, LASIK Plus is offering $1,000 off Wavelight LASIK when treated in March. That's $500 off per eye. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have astigmatism, LASIK Plus may help fix your vision with a convenient and patient-focused experience. You'll be treated by Dr. Joseph Thomas, one of America's most experienced LASIK providers with over 55,000 procedures performed. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com today and schedule your free LASIK exam. Don't miss your chance to save today. Individual results may vary. Must mention this promotion and be treated in March of 2021 to qualify. $1,000 off for both eyes on standard wavelength price. $500 off for one eye. See details at LASIK1000.com.
At American Family Insurance, we've always protected more than what you drive. We protected and supported the dreams that drive you. That's why we're extending our 10% savings on auto premium for all current and new personal auto customers through March, so you can continue to dream fearlessly. After all, dreams have always been valuable, but they've never been more important, and neither has supporting them. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Some exclusions apply. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the buy five or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy five or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Foreclosure, repossession, garnishment, end the madness, end the madness now. The Law Office of Attorney Mark Herder is a debt relief agency that helps people file both Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcy under United States Bankruptcy Code. Call 444-LAW-0. That's 444-5290. Bankruptcy may relieve you from a financial crisis associated with an unexpected job loss, escalating medical bills, or a nasty divorce. Threaten utility shutoffs, out-of-control credit cards, and on top of that, student loan default. End the madness now. Call attorney Mark Herter at 444-LAW-0. Bankruptcy may provide a dignified solution to your financial predicament. Call 444-LAW-0, that's 444-5290 today, or visit online at markherter.com.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.